Ευχαριστούμε που κάνετε download από τη ραδιοφωνία SBS. Πληροφορηθείτε για το πώς μπορείτε να ακούσετε το πλήρες πρόγραμμά μας στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
Mr. Economou, this whole thriller of the so-called Article 44, how has it come about in our political lives?
This section of the Constitution was put in, of course, at Federation. The Constitutional Conventions of 1897 included it. They actually ripped it off the Canadian Constitution. In those days, there was no such thing as an Australian citizen. British subjects were mentioned in the Constitution. But over the years, Britain has actually stopped the practice of Britons being considered subjects for the purposes of other jurisdictions. In the meantime, in 1946, the Australian Parliament passed the Citizenship Act. Now, all of this was fine until about there was a case in 1987 involving a British-born person who successfully ran for the Senate, and his candidature was overturned. But the really important one was in 1992. There was a case against a whole lot of candidates running for a by-election for the seat of Wills. Amongst the candidates who were petitioned against were two men, one who had immigrated to Australia from Switzerland and another one from Greece. They were naturalised Australian citizens. They'd sworn an oath of affirmation to Australia, but the High Court held that was insufficient for them to deny the fact that they'd previously been citizens of another country, that they needed to do more administrative things to sever their previous citizenship. So the High Court set up a really high test, a really high bar, a benchmark for determining who is and isn't a dual citizen under the auspices of Section 44.1, and that's the one that's causing problems at this time.
And the wording of that is a bit ambiguous also. Is that correct?
It certainly is. Yes, because if you read it, not only does it say that if you're a citizen of a foreign power, you're disqualified from being in the Australian Parliament, but it also says if you're entitled to citizenship of a foreign power, you can be disqualified. Now, at the moment, the High Court actually hasn't ruled on that particular word, that particular phrase. But, of course, it's causing nervousness amongst people like myself, or ourselves, who, especially those of us who are Australian born of Greek parentage, there's an element of doubt as to whether or not we would be in breach of Section 44.1. This, in fact, is the problem that's confronting Julia Banks, the Liberal member for Chisholm in Victoria, because the allegation is that because of her Greek parentage, she might be in breach of 44.1.
Do you believe that Section 44 should be abolished, should be changed to reflect the multicultural realities of Australia?
Yeah, I think it's probably a reasonable thing to say. And I wouldn't just say that I think that. I would refer to a parliamentary inquiry. The House of Representatives Committee on Constitutional and Legal Affairs in 1997 looked at this, and its recommendation was that section about entitlement to citizenship of a foreign power should be deleted, which you would have to do by way of a constitutional referendum, because that's the section that's actually quite offensive to the notion of a multicultural Australia. The first part of that section, I think, is fair enough. If you're holding two passports, you should be disqualified. But the ambiguities for the Australian-born of parents who've come from places like Greece is caused by that second part of Section 44.1, and that was precisely what the parliamentary inquiry recommended, that there should be a referendum to have that sentence struck out.
And, of course, it can only be changed through a referendum.
Quite so. And, of course, the concern there is that referendums are very hard to navigate through the Australian political process. Although I would point out that the record of voters accepting referendum questions that try to resolve a constitutional anomaly is much better than referendum questions that try to make major changes to the balance of power in the Australian Constitution or change the federal system. So I actually think a referendum question to delete that section or that sentence in that section might have a good chance of succeeding.
Now, being a political insider, do you see any indications of that happening?
Well, I don't know. This is becoming a bit of a problem. And I do think that there are a substantial number of Australians who have either come to Australia from other places or whose parents have come. You know, we're talking about almost 40% of the Australian population. If they stop and think about the implications of Section 44.1, especially that second sentence, then they feel there is a case to have that anomaly resolved. and I think that it could succeed at a referendum.
Mr. Economou, I would like to thank you once again for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ακούσατε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Μπορείτε να μας ακούτε στο ραδιοφωνό σας ζωντανά κάθε μέρα από τις 4 έως τις 6 το απόγευμα. Μπορείτε επίσης να ακούτε το πρόγραμμά μας on demand από την ιστοσελίδα μας και από την εφαρμογή του κινητού SBS Radio. Επισκεφτείτε το sbs.com.au / Greek.